This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A.J. Brown, certainly amongst the best receivers in football, but in this offense, his numbers often don't show it. Now, you might remember the start of 2023 for, I don't know, 8 or 9 games, he was on fire. I mean, we were talking about him as a potential MVP candidate, and then his numbers dropped off as the overall performance of the offense dropped off down the stretch. Last year, he was exceptional again, but his numbers don't reflect it. For instance, Ja'Marr Chase has almost double the catches of A.J. Brown last year. We all know A.J. could be that. At least I believe that. But in this offense, it's a different deal. Really, I would say almost fascinating answer from A.J. yesterday. Listen to how well thought out this is, and here's what I mean by that. You're going to hear a pause that is long because he's thinking, and we're going to play the whole thing. Listen to AJ's fascinating answer, and I admire this, when talking yesterday about his role in this offense and in pro football.
He won, obviously, the Super Bowl, got 2 big contracts, all pros, pro bowls. Like, at this stage in your career, what left is there for you? How do you approach the second half?
Listen to this pause. He's really thinking.
Just continue just to be the best version of myself, you know. You know, I truly feel like I'm the best in the league. And, you know, I want to put a stamp on it. You know, so I'm definitely motivated, but also I have to put the team first. So, and that's what I'll do. Honestly, you know, I could go into deeper, but you know, I think that's what I'm focused on. You know, being the best version of myself. You know, and you know, proving it each and every day that I am the best.
I gotta tell you, I admire that mindset immensely. I mean, on one hand, he's telling you he truly thinks he's the best receiver in pro football. But on the other hand, he says, and this is the key, and this goes back to Howie Roseman, who you acquire, and then Nick Sirianni, how you work with the guys to have them put team first. Mm-hmm. Because, John, you played with you played with Terrell Owens and Jerry Rice. All right, you played with 2 of maybe the top 5 or 6 wide receivers of all time. Different
Tim
stages
Brown's
of their
pretty good.
Tim
too.
Brown's probably a top 25 receiver of all time.
Yeah.
Yep. Todd Pinkston. John, a big percentage of the great receivers, I think, would have struggled more with being as limited, I don't want to say so limited, but like as limited as AJ has been in this offense. Right? I mean, a lot of guys would really have bucked way more.
Yeah, I think so. And I think we saw that a very small amount, but we did see it. A
little bit.
I mean,
a little bit.
Passing.
Yep.
That did happen. But
and he was pouty on the sideline, if you remember.
On occasion, the
Giants playoff game in 22.
More than one time.
That was weird.
We have seen. Yep. And we've seen the way that they sort of try to make sure after a game where, you know, he might get 2 targets and they're in the second half.
Yeah.
You know, like that is problematic because you see that in the first 15 the next week, I always feel pretty certain he's going to catch three or four.
We all think he's a top five receiver, right?
Absolutely.
Like, he actually is. For whatever the numbers are, who cares? Like, he actually is one of the five best receivers in football, right?
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
And as resultantly, you do have to manage his expectations when he's that fabulous wide receiver. Every great wide receiver I've ever been around has been bristly and difficult, except for Tim Brown. Like, Tim Brown, I don't know what it was. Tim Brown was as even-keeled and, I mean, kind and generous. Like, there is no ego whatsoever coming off of Tim Brown. Not exactly sure how or why he managed that.
Yeah.
The guy who won the Heisman Trophy when he was at Notre Dame did not think he was any better than anyone. Just an unbelievable human being.
It's a bit, I'll tell you this.
The opposite of
they
pompous.
Might not have won the Super Bowl last year. I'm going to put it right out there. If A.J. Brown had caused a bigger problem, they might not have won the Super Bowl. Because here's what it could have led to. It could have led to them passing more to acquiesce to him, which would have probably hurt the offense.
Wow.
It could have led to more disharmony in the locker room.
And that was in some ways avoided by the honesty and the openness that was arrived at, you know, like when it was very matter-of-factly discussed, you know, hey, yeah, sometimes guys aren't on the best terms,
yeah,
and we have to be better and more intentional in the way we deal with our teammates. You know, Brandon Graham had a lot to do with that.
Sure. And I actually will tell you, and I have no proof of this, zero. I until I find out otherwise, just guessing, I would tell you, I think the A.J. Jalen thing was a big part of what led to the disaster at the end of 2023. I just sensed, based on comments and based on innuendo and based on things I would hear from other people, because they're clearly not on the same page from a friendship standpoint the way they used to be. I mean, Ike, who knows a thousand times more about any of this than all of us because he's so connected to the organization, having played there for so long. I mean, Ike is very clear in the afternoon show that he essentially knows they're not that close anymore. And it just always struck me like that may have been one of the main things at the end of 2023. But here's the key. At least they have a working relationship on the field last year that they proved they can go win a Super Bowl, even if they're not buddy-buddy the way they used to be.
Absolutely.
And that's the main thing.
And this is where I think the leadership of Nick Sirianni kind of comes in. You know, we talk about the accessibility of Nick Sirianni with his players and this and that, and how he's almost a friend figure. I look at it more as like a parent figure, because you want to be a parent. You don't want to be your kid's friend. You still want to be their parent. They want to see your leadership, your accountability, your preparedness. And I think that's where these players see out of Nick Sirianni. And I think they respect that. But they also know that, hey, this guy's doors open. If I need to cry on somebody's shoulder, I have that ability to do so with Nick. But I think Nick in this situation said, you know what? The hell with that. Enough is enough. We're a team. We have 53 players on this team. You need to do your job, and everyone else will do their job.
Yeah.
And I think he squashed that fire, and they put that out, and I think the team just moved forward from there.
Well, I agree.
I do.
And John, you referenced – one of you referenced it earlier. I still think Brandon Graham purposely said what he said last year in December, because I think he was looking to squash it also.
Yeah.
I think Brandon Graham's point was, amongst other things, listen, this is my last rodeo. So if I'm going down, I'm going down swinging, meaning I'm going to tell my guys publicly, essentially, knock it the hell off. We got 2 months to go in this season. We have a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl. Let's go freaking win the Super Bowl. I think what Brandon Graham did last year was incredibly intentional in December. Let's say November or December, whichever it was, pretty late in the year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.